愿我们神的平安与大家一起。
Our today's sermon's passage is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 20.
今天的经文呢是路加福音第二章八到二十节。
And let's read this together.
我们来一起来诵读。
I'm getting old, I guess. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has born to you.He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appear with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see the things that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child. And all who heardwere amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Let's bow our hand and pray again.
我们来一起来祷告。
Dear again, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us.
主啊，我们在一起求你的圣灵来引导我们。
So that when we study your word, and your Holy Spirit will teach us your truth.
当我们来看你的话语的时候，你的圣灵来教导你的真理。
And let us have a faithful heart to respond your word.
让我们能对你的话语有一个忠心回应的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我奉主的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now Christmas, we all know that it's a special time.
我们都知道圣诞节是一个很特殊的日期。
It's not only for Christians, but also for non-Christians.
对，不单是对基督徒，对非基督徒也是很重要的。
And it has become a time for us to gather together with our family members.
是一个时候我们可以跟我们的家人聚在一起，亲朋好友聚在一起。
To give presents and gifts to one another.
我们彼此的交换礼物。
Of course, to have parties with friends.
当然我们也有跟朋友一起来开 party。
And many movies and TV shows have tried to portray Christmas as a time with magic and miracles.
那很多的电影呢，会跟我们讲这个圣诞节是有关于魔术一些的，而且奇妙奇迹的时候。
Wishes are granted.
你的愿望都会得到实现。
Life has changed.
你的生命会得到改变。
If you just Google Christmas movies about miracles, you will see a lot.
你如果在 Google 上去寻找一下关于圣诞节的电影的话，你就会找到很多。
Something like the classic one, Miracles on the 34th Street.
比如说一些很传统的、很有名的旧的电影 Miracle on 34th Street.
Christmas seems to provide people with a second chance.
好像圣诞节给人就是有一个再次的机会。
And indeed it's true, Christmas is a time of miracle and changes.
实际上真的没错，圣诞节就是有关于那个一个神迹的时候。
But of course, it's not because of Santa Claus.
但是并不是因为圣诞老人的关系。
It's because of Lord Jesus Christ has come and he offered us a second chance to live a very different life.
乃是因为主耶稣基督来到，然后给我们大家能够有一个再次生命的机会。
I think many of you are familiar with Psalm 23.
大家可能都很熟悉诗篇第二十三章。
Do you remember the first few verses of the Psalm?
你记得这个诗篇二十三章的头几句吗
？The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
I lack nothing.
我不缺乏任何东西。
And he makes me lie down in the green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He led me beside quiet waters.
让我在溪水旁边。
And he rest and refreshed my soul.
他使我的灵魂安息。
We're all familiar with these verses.
我们大家都熟悉这些的经文。
And when Jesus came, that's what he did. What did he call himself? Do you remember?
当耶稣基督来的时候，他怎么样称呼他自己呢？
He called himself different things.
他称自己有不同的名字。
But one of them is.
但其中一项呢
？I am the good shepherd.
我就是一个好牧人。
I am the good shepherd.
我一个是好牧人，好。
Sometimes when we look at this, we don't pay any attention.
当我们去看的时候，有时候我们就忽略了。
But actually, Jesus identified himself as the shepherd of the shepherd as the Lord.
但是耶稣基督他讲说他是一个好牧人，一个好的主人。
He's the shepherd of Israel.
他是。以色列人的牧者
and he will lead his people out to the safe place, the promised land.
他会领以色列民到他的应许之地
and he's willing to sacrifice his own life for his people.
他也愿意牺牲他自己的生命为了以色列民
So, brothers and sisters, actually, when Jesus says something like that, he's saying, "I'm coming to save you from your sins."
那耶稣基督这样讲的，他的真正意思就是说，他来到都要拯救你脱离罪恶。
So that's why in the same chapter, Jesus said, "I've come that they may have life and have it to the full."
然后耶稣说，他来是要叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛的生命。
That means abundant life.
是一个丰盛的生命。
The light, like the kind of satisfied light, lacking nothing.
就是一种很丰盛的生命。都没有缺乏任何的东西。
And this abundant life is offered to everyone.
这个丰盛的生命是每人都可以得到的。
And as we all know, John 3:16, right?
我们大家都知道约翰福音三章十六节吗
Can you memorize that?
你可以记得背诵吗
？For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believe in him.Shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫所有信他的得到永生，不至灭亡。
So this verse tells us, it doesn't matter who you are.
这个世界告诉我们，你不管你是谁
，it doesn't matter what you do.
也不管你做什么事情
，and it doesn't care how much money in your bank account.
也不管你银行里面有多少存款。
And what accomplishments you have achieved?
或者你的成就是什么样
？It doesn't matter at all.
一切都不重要。
Because this salvation is offered to everyone.
因为这个救恩是给为每一个人准备的。
And if you believe in Jesus,
只要你相信耶稣
，and you will have it.
你就会得到。
And your life will be different.
你的生命就会得到改变。
And like the shepherds in today's passage,
就像今天的经文一样。
And they were not powerful people.
会很多的人都听得到。
They were not powerful people.
他们不是一些很有权势的人。
Their social status was not high.
他们的社会地位并不高。
And they were totally opposites from King Herod and all the influential people of the day.
他们跟那个希律王或者那些贵族完全是相反的。
Yet God sent the messengers.To this people,
但是呢，神却差派他的使者给带给信息者这些人。
And the angel said,
天使是这样子说的
，Do not be afraid.
他说对他们说不要惧怕。
I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
他说我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
And today in the town of David,
今天因为今天在大卫的城里
，A savior has been born to you.
他说：“为你们生了救主
，His Messiah, the Lord，
就是主基督。
This servant might not be considered important in people's opinions during that time。
这个信息在当时候人来眼中可能没有那么重要。
But did God forget them？
是不是神忘了他们呢
？Did God forsake them because you know they have nothing? They are not wealth. They are not rich.
是不是因为他们没钱没势，所以神就放弃了他们呢
？No, God did not forget them.
没有，神是从来不会放弃他们。
And God did not forsake them.
神从来没有放弃任何一个人。
And he sent his angels to announce the most important news to this people.
他神差派他的天使使者告诉他所有的子民这个大好的信息。
And actually, this is not the only time that God sent the message to the serpents.
他这个也不是唯一的一次神把这个信息带给他们。
I don't know you still remember a lot of Old Testament stories.
我不讲了，你还记不记得旧约里面很多的圣经的故事
？About 3,500 years ago，
大概3500年前
，When a man was tending flock of sheep，
当有一个人去照顾他的羊群的时候
，God's messenger suddenly reveals to this shepherd，
那有神的使者就向这个牧人显现
，And assign him an impossible mission，
给他的一个很几乎不可能完成的任务。
What's the assignment? What's the mission?
这个任务是什么呢？
You need to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
就是要把以色列民带离开埃及地。
Of course, you know the name of this shepherd, right?
你当然会知道这个牧者的名字是什么吗？
What's his name?
他的名字叫什么呢？
Moses.
摩西。
Moses.
摩西。
Actually, at that time, he was totally down.
在那个时候他非常的潦倒。
Before he tries to be the hero of the people,
他曾经要拯救他的同胞。
But he failed.
但是他却失败了。
He was totally forgotten and abandoned by his own people.
他完全被他的同胞给忘了，而给放弃了。
And at that time he was nobody.
他并不是有任何的权势。
He was just a shepherd tending sheep.In the wilderness,
他只是在旷野里面去照顾他的羊群。
His life was done.
他的生命可能就是他的事业也就完了。
But when God came to him,
但是当神再来到临到他的时候
，His life has changed significantly.
他的生命就得到了很大的改变。
It seems that he has another life.
就好像他就有重新的一个生命一样。
He got a second chance.
他有第二次的机会。
And he became great.
他就成为伟大的人。
And why he was great?
为什么他是伟大的呢？
It's because he had. It's not just how great accomplishment he has achieved.
并不是因为他能够完成什么伟大的事业。
But because he was faithful to God's assignment and mission.
因为他对于神交给他的任务是忠心的。
And his life became a miracle.
他的生命就成为了一个奇迹。
His life became a miracle.
他的生命也是一个奇迹。
And about 3,000 years ago,
大约三千年前
there's another shepherd.
有另外一个的牧羊人。
He's the youngest in the family.
他是那个家庭里面最年轻的一位。
And nobody really, took him seriously.
没有人把他看重。
He's just a young guy.
他只是一个一个小子而已。
But one day,
但是却有一天
，a prophet named Samuel came to his house.
有位先知就是撒母耳来到他的家中
，and told this guy.
你跟他讲
，told this young guy.
跟这个年轻的小伙子说
，told this nobody.
跟这个无人所知道的小子说
，one day you'll be king of Israel.
你会有一天会成为以色列的国王。
And his life has changed since.
然后他的生命从此就改变了。
And he became the most important king in the history of Israel.
他成为以色列历史当中一个最伟大的国王。
And we all know his name, right?
我们大家知道这件事吗？
What's his name?
他的名字叫什么？
David.
大卫王。
His life has changed because God has changed his life.
他的生命得到改变是因为神改变了他的生命。
So, about 2,000 years ago,
大约2000年前
and God sent his messenger to proclaim the good news to this group of shepherds.
神也把一个好信息带给一群的这个牧羊人。
And this shepherds didn't become kings or religious leaders.
他们成为了宗教的领袖们。
And in this, they are not mentioned in the Bible after this passage.
在这个经文之后， 圣经没有再讲到他提到他们。
But their life have changed.
但是呢，他们的生命也同样得到改变。
Because they knew. Because they knew.
因为他们知道。
God's salvation came upon them.
因为神的救恩已经临到他们身上。
Even to them, they were nobody.
虽然他们就是一个无名的小族。
And that's why they praise and glorify God.
所以他们就荣耀赞美神。
Brothers and sisters, we are not shepherds.
弟兄姐妹，我们都不是牧羊人。
And most of us are far different from Moses and King David.
我们其实根本比不上大卫王或者是摩西。
But we are more like this group of shepherds in today's passage.
我们更像是今天经文里面的这些的牧羊人。
We are ordinary people.
我们只是一个普通的人。
So ordinary, maybe we think that God doesn't care about us anymore.
你认为普通神就不理你了吗？
And we just live our life day after day, month after month.
我们就是每天的这样子去过日子吗？
We keep a distance from God.
我们好像跟神有一段距离。
Except during this time.
就好像特别是这一段时间。
Because this is Christmas.
因为这个是圣诞节。
So we think about God a little bit.
你可能会想一想神。
But we don't really, you know, care about it.
但是我们其实真的不是很关心神。
But this passage tells us.
但是这一段经文却告诉了我们。
That no matter how insignificant you may think you are.
无论你是认为你自己多么的不出众。
Maybe you think there's no God.
你会可能想根本没有神。
Maybe you think God doesn't care about you.
或者神根本从来不关心我的。
But let me tell you this.
但是我可以跟你讲的。
God knows you.
神是认识你的。
And he loved you and you are important to him.
他爱你，你对他来讲也是很重要的。
And you are so important that he's willing to come here to sacrifice his own life just for you.
你是重要，在他心目中重要到一个地步，他甚至愿意来为你牺牲。
And to him you are the lost sheep.
对他来讲，你就是一个迷失的羊。
And he came to find you.
他来为了要寻找你。
I don't know if you remember this guys.
我不晓得你知不知道或记得这个人。
I think I mentioned this story a couple of times before.
我想我这个故事我已经提过几次了。
And please look at the guy who's on the wheelchair.
他你看到有一个人，他推着一个另外一个人在那个轮椅上。
His name is called Rick Hoy.
他那个男生名字叫做 Rick Hoy.
He's well known because his father pushed him in a special wheelchair to run marathon and Ironman triathlons over 3 decades.
因为他这个人很出名的原因就是他因为他的爸爸推着他坐在轮椅上去参加一些马拉松啊三项铁人这种比赛。
But this morning, I'm not talking about the amazing running.
我今天早上不是跟你讲他们怎么样得到什么名次。
That's not I'm going to tell you.
我不会跟你讲这些。
I'm going to tell you how Rick's life changed because their parents loved for him.
我想跟你讲的就是 Rick 他的生命的改变就是因为他的父母多么的爱他。
Rick was born with a kind of disease.
Rick 出生的时候他有一些的毛病。
Cerebral palsy is a kind of brain damage.
是一个小儿麻痹症，就有一点那个脑子出问题。
And his motion ability was damaged.
他的那个行动能力受到严重的伤害。
And he could not move at all.
他完全不能动。
And many doctors advised his parents to kind of put him in the institutes.
很多医生会跟他讲说，就把他孩子放在某一些的医疗所里面吧。
And telling them he would be nothing more than a vegetable.
他可能就会变成一个就像植物人样子。
So for many, Rick was totally useless.
对很多人来讲 ，Rick 其实真的是毫无作用。
He has no value.
他没有办法，没有任何的作用。
But his parents refused to do that.
但是他的父母却拒绝这样子去做。
And his parents found that actually his eyes could move.
他们发现父母发现儿子的眼睛其实可以动的。
So his parents kind of trained him, you know, with patience about, you know, alphabets, how to read and this kind of things.
然后父母就很有耐心的来训练他，来阅读，用眼睛来阅读。
So he can use a kind of special device, some kind of computer to communicate.
然后能甚至用一些的电脑特别的仪器设备来进行沟通。
And he finally graduated from Boston University.
他甚至最后在 Boston 大学毕业。
And later worked at Boston College in a computer lab.
他甚至在那个一个电脑的实验室里面工作。
And he's helping to develop system to aid in communication and other tasks for people who are disabled.
也能够同时来研发一些的设备，可以给那些残障人士进行沟通。
So, because of his parents,
就是因为他的父母亲的爱心。
Rick has lived a very different life from others who have the same illness.
Rick 他的生命呢，就跟他同样有疾病的人就产生一个很大的差别。
It seems that Rick has second chance life.
他好像他就得到了第一个生命一样。
And his life is a miracle.
他的生命就是本身就是一个奇迹。
And Jesus can make you different.
耶稣基督也可以使你与众不同。
And he wants to transform us.
他也很想把我们改变过来。
And he wants you to experience the miracle in Christmas.
他也希望你能够在圣诞节的时候感受到那个奇迹。
And the question is what?
那问题在哪里呢？
The question is whether you want to accept him.
问题是你愿不愿意再接受耶稣基督？
Are you willing to accept him as your savior?
你愿不愿意接受他成为你的救主呢？
For those who haven't had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ,
对于那些跟耶稣基督已经有个人关系的人，
I really hope that you think of this offer, in this time.
我特别盼望你在这个时候能够想到这样子的神对你的邀请。
A meaningful life.
是一个有意义的生命。
A second chance life.
是一个有第二个生命的这种的生命。
Of course, when you receive this offer,
我们当然会接受它吗？
When you receive this offer or receive this gift,
当你接受神的邀请，接受这样子的礼物的时候，
you may not suddenly become kind of shiny on your face.
你可能脸上不会马上闪光。
You may not be happy ever since.
你可能不会马上就好像高兴的不得了。
And your problem may not be just be solved immediately.
也不会马上好像得到什么改变的样子。
But if you are faithful to Jesus,
但是如果你对耶稣基督忠心的话，
and you find your relationship with others will be changed.
你会发现你跟别人关系会得到改变。
And you find a new ways to love others.
你会去爱别人。
And you will look at your work with a new lens.
你会看重新一个角度去看事情。
And you will experience life in a totally different way.
你会重新的去感受生命的不同。
And simply put, you will find new meaning in every aspect of your life.
你会在你的生命当中找到很多的意义。
I don't know if you ever heard a song called Be Born in Me.
我不晓得你们听过一首歌叫做 Be Born。
Be Born in Me. This song is about Mary's inflection after learning, that she will be conceived by the Holy Spirit and give birth to Jesus.
就是在耶稣感受到耶稣基督以后他的那个改变。
This part of the lyrics.
这个是部分的那个歌词。
Let's take a look.
我们来一起来看。
It said, I will hold you in the beginning and you hold me in the end.
开始我会抱住你，最后你会抱住我。
And every moment in the middle.
在中间的时候。
And make my heart your Bethlehem.
让我心成为你的伯利恒。
Be born in me.
生在我的里面。
The light I like the most is make my heart your Bethlehem.
让我成为你心里的伯利恒。
And may all our hearts like Bethlehem and let Jesus be born and grow here.
就让我们像心成为伯利恒，耶稣在我们的心中。
Let our heart be Bethlehem.
让我们的心成为他的伯利恒。
So, brothers and sisters, friends.
所以弟兄姐妹朋友们，
No matter who you are and what you do,
无论你是什么人，无论你做什么，
Jesus came to call you.
耶稣来都是来呼召你。
And Jesus came to offer you this gift.
耶稣来就是给你这个礼物。
And again, I asked this question.
我会再问同样的问题。
Will you accept this offer? Will you accept this gift?
你会愿意接受这样子的礼物吗？
Now maybe you think actually, you know, it's nothing.
你会可能想说这个没有什么大不了啊。
What kind of gift it is?
你这个是什么样的礼物呢？
Jesus became a man.
耶稣成为一个人。
And came to save us. He's just a hero. That's it.
他只不过是一个英雄而已。
Right? Is that what?Just what he is?
你认为他就是这样子吗？就是一个普通的一个英雄吗？
Is it easy for God to become man?
让神成为一个人，道成肉身，是容易的吗？
I don't think it's easy at all.
我不认为是容易的一件事。
Let me ask you this. What kind of houses or apartments do you live right now?
我想问你，你现在住的房子是什么样的呢？
If you have a choice,
如果你有选择的话，
would you prefer to live in a very shabby house or apartment?
你会住在一个很破烂的房子或者是公寓吗？
Or suppose you are very rich and wealthy,
或者说你非常富有，
and you own a lot of properties,
你会有手上有很多的物业，
a lot of famous cars,
有很多很好的车，
and I ask you to give it up.
我就要求你把他们放弃。
Would you?
你会放弃吗？
Do you think it's easy?
你觉得容易吗？
I don't think it's easy.
我觉得一点也不容易。
I was born in Hong Kong.
我在香港出生。
When I was young, our family was very poor, actually.
当我小时候的时候，我的家其实非常的穷困。
And you know, just in a really small space, maybe over 300 square feet.
我们住的那个公寓呢，非常小，大概可能只有300平方尺。
We have two families living there.
但是在当中里面有两个家庭住在当中。
Think about it.
你就想想看吧。
So I think I forgot how many people. I think probably about eight, maybe. Eight people living there with one bathroom.
我都忘记有多少人，大概可能有八个人就住在一个300尺的这个公寓，有一个厕所。
No hot water.
没有热水供应。
So when you need to take a bath,
当我们需要洗澡的时候，
it's not that easy. You cannot just open the faucet and that the hot water comes out.
不会像说你就打开那个热水的那个水龙头，热水就跑出来了。
Of course, time has changed.
当然呢，已经很多事情已经改变了。
Right now, I have three bathrooms in my house.
然后现在我家里面有三个厕所。
And if you ask me, hey,do you want to go back to Hong Kong and you know live a house with one bedroom with eight other people?
如果你问我说我要放弃这些，回到香港住一个三百尺的，跟八个人住在一起
？Of course, I don't want that.
我当然不会想这样做啦。
And it's not easy at all.
而且一点也不容易哦。
Yeah, from bad to good, that's good.
如果从一个比较差的到一个好的，当然是很好啦。
From good to bad.
但是好有从好到差的话
，That's terrible，
是个非常糟糕的事情。
And we all know that。
我们所有人都知道。
But if I ask you this question，
但是我问你这样子的问题
，Would you give up all your things, your wealth, your cars, your houses, for your beloved son, for those who you loved most? Would you do that？
如果我问你说你要放弃你所有的产业，你的这个车子房子来去给你最爱的人，你会愿意吗？
If one of your sons is sick,
如果你其中一个儿子病了，
and the doctor said I can heal your son,
医生跟你讲说我可以治疗你的儿子，
but you need to spend all your wealth, would you do that?
但是你却要把你所有的资产变卖，你愿意吗？
Would you?
你愿意吗？
I think most of us say yes.
我想在这种情况下，大部分人都会说会。
If not all of us,
就算是不是所有的人。
I think you know 99% would say yes. We would do that.
我想99%的人都会说，我愿意这样做。
Why?
为什么呢
？Why?
为什么
？Of course, we know the answer is really simple.
我们都知道答案是什么，为什么
？But it's magical.
就是这个奇妙，这个神。
Because we love our sons.
就是因为你爱你的儿子。
It doesn't matter how much you have, but without your son, probably you would love to give up all these things.
就是因为你爱你的儿子，无论你有多少，你都愿意放弃。
And this is what Jesus did.
这个也是耶稣基督为我们所做的。
And the Bible said it clearly.
圣经告诉很清楚的告诉我们。
The Bible said, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ."
你都知道我们的耶稣基督是爱我们。
That though he was rich, 虽然他是富有的、富足的，
虽然他是富足的
，yet for your sake he became poor.
他因为我们的，
他
因为
我
们的，
他愿意变为贫穷。Yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty might become rich.
以致我们能够因为他的穷困，以致我们能够得到富足。
That's what Jesus did.
这个就是耶稣基督所做的。
He gave up everything.
他就放弃了他所有的。
Everything.
他所有的。
And he came to find us.
他来到这里来寻找我们。
And the question and the answer is really simple but magical.
那个答案其实是很简单，就是因为他是一个神迹，他是爱我们的。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
So when the angel delivered the message to the servants, they gave them a sign.
那个天使呢，把这些信息告诉牧羊人，也给他们的一个征兆。
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in the manger.
你会看到一个婴孩包着布窝在马槽里。
And indeed, when Jesus came, he didn't just become a man; he became an ordinary man.
他耶稣来，他不是马上成为一个普通的人。
He became one of us.
他就成为我们其中的一个。
And he didn't just stay a few days or a whole year or a few years.
他不是就是待几天而已，他是待了好几年。
He chose to live a whole life here.
他选择了在我们当中过了他的一生。
And this is the whole concept of incarnation.
这个道成肉身的概念。
God became a man, he became one of us.
他就神成为人，成为我们其中的一份子。
So brothers and sisters again.
所以弟兄姐妹们
I ask you this question.
我问你这个一个问题。
Will you accept this gift?
你会接受这样子的礼物吗?
Will you accept this offer?
你会接受神提供给你的吗?
And in this time also, Jesus challenged us Christians.
在这个时候耶稣也挑战我们做基督徒的。
He doesn't want us just to keep the good news to ourselves.
他不想让我们只是这样子拥有这个好的福音而已。
Christmas is not just about the gospel.
这个圣诞节就是跟福音有关的。
It's also about spreading the gospel.
也是跟传这个福音有关系。
He wants us to share it so that others can have this miracle life.
他想我们去传这个福音，以致别人也能够得到这个奇迹。
He want others to hear this good news as well.
他希望别人也能够听到这个福音。
So for those who are already Christians here,
所以作为在座的基督徒们
I hope you look at the deeper meaning of Christmas.
我盼望你看着这个圣诞节有一个不同的感受。
God has saved you.
神已经拯救了。
And He's a plan for you.
他对你有他的计划。
He wants you to experience Him.
他希望你能够经历。
And share this experience with others.
跟别人来分享同样的经历。
Just like this shepherds.
就像这些的牧羊人。
And they were first the receivers of the message.
他们是接受这个福音的最首批人。
But later in the passage, they became the deliverer of the message.
但是在经文里面也看到，他们就是去分享、去传播这样子的信息。
As the Bible says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning.What have been told them about this child?
圣经这样讲说，既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
凡听见的就诧异牧羊人之人所对他们说的话。
So let's take up our responsibility, spreading the gospel to others.
所以请大家也同样的来兼任这个任务，来传扬这个福音。
Christmas indeed a special time.
圣诞节的确是一个很特殊的时间。
Indeed, it's a time of miracles.
没错，他这个时候就是一个奇迹的时候。
And people will change and can have a new life.
那个人会得到改变，能得到新的生命。
But all these miracle experiences are based on a common yet uncommon birth story.
这个人能够得到改变，得到新的生命，就是一个很这个因为这个故事开始。
Some years ago, a cartoon appeared in newspapers across the land.
几年前呢，在报纸上面出现了一些的卡通。
It pictures two farmers in Kentucky.
在 Kentucky 的两个那个这个药店。
And standing in a field as snow fell softly.
他开时候在下雪。
And they kind of, you know, they were chatting.
What?
They were chatting. 听给。
Oh.他们在讲话讨论。
One turns to the other and asks.
其中有一个对另外一个说，问。
Anything exciting happened today?
今天有没有特别刺激的事情发生呢
？The other said, nothing exciting.
今天一点都没有什么好。
Oh, there was a baby born over at Tom Lincoln's home.
在那个谁的家里有一个小孩子出生哦。
But nothing exciting ever happened around here.
但是在他们那里没有什么大事发生。
But that baby, born in the home of Tom Lincoln,
但是呢，在那个 Tom Lincoln 的家里出生的小孩子呢
？And one day he became the president of the United States.
他有一天成为了美国的总统。
And he changed the course of history and liberated the slaves.
他改变了历史的轨迹，他释放了黑奴。
Again, we all know his name, right?
我们都知道他的名字吗
？Abraham Lincoln.
他的名字叫 Abraham Lincoln, 林肯。
One life can make a big difference.
一个生命可以产生巨大的改变。
And I wonder if there were people in Bethlehem on that night so long ago.
在这么久的以前，这个伯利恒城的里面的人
，Maybe one ask.Anything exciting happened here today?
可能他们也在问说，今天有什么好事发生吗？
Maybe they were told, no, nothing much, no.
也许他们得到的答案是说，没有啊，今天没有什么特别事啊。
Oh, I hear some woman gave birth to a baby in a stable.
啊，我听说有一个女人今天在那个马槽生了孩子哎。
But nothing exciting ever happens around here.
但是这里根本就是鸟不生蛋的地方，没有什么好事发生。
And except,
但是呢
，that baby was called Jesus.
但是那个婴孩的名字叫做耶稣。
And that baby has changed the world.
这个婴孩呢，改变了世界。
And he can change your lives.
他也可以改变你的生命。
If you want,
只要你愿意
，take the offer.
接受这个礼物
Take the gift.
接受他耶稣提供的
And in this Christmas season
在这个圣诞节的时候
And that's all we remember what's the reason for this season
我们请大家记得圣诞节的意义是什么
And may you all experience the miracles that this story has brought us
希望盼望大家也同样的经历这样子的神迹就像经文里面所讲的
Receive Jesus as your Savior
接受耶稣基督成为你的个人救主。
If you've already done so, spread the gospel.
如果你已经是基督徒的，你就去传这个福音。
And Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, again, we thank you so much for coming down to find us.
我们天上的主，我们感谢你来从天上来寻找我们。
It's true, maybe we are nobody to other people.
没错，我们在别人眼中其实是毫无起眼的。
But we know we're somebody in your eyes.
但是主啊，我们感谢你，我们在你的眼中却是尊贵的。
Because you love us.
因为你爱我们。
You love us so much that you are willing to sacrifice your own life for us.
你爱我们，甚至你愿意牺牲你自己的生命。
And for that, we spend our whole life to love you and glorify you.
因为这样子，我们愿意花我们的一生来。来爱你，来尊荣你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主的名求。
Amen.